A very good evening. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Southeast Hebrew Congregation in Silver Spring, Maryland. Beitzah, Daf Beis Amud Aleph. Pagination theoretically is page 3, the first page of the text. The Mishnah tells us in a famous statement, Beitzah Shenolda B'yamtif, an egg that is born on, that is laid on Yom Tif. Beishamei omrim te'achel. Beishamei says it's fine. It's not muktzah, you could use it. Ubeis Hillel omrim lo se'achel. And Beis Hillel say, you're not allowed to use it. There's a problem with this egg, which was laid on Yom Tif, became available on Yom Tif, created on Yom Tif. So the Gemara has a number of interpretations as to what the problem here is, and some of the considerations are, was the item, the egg, while it was in its mother, considered a muktzah item or not? We know that on Yom Tov, for example, you're allowed to do shechita on the animal in order to eat it. So if the mother was intended to be eaten, so then its egg was slated, so to speak, to be eaten, so it should not be muktzah. Whereas, perhaps, if it's not intended to be eaten, so then we understand why the egg is considered being born, being created, being brought into the world as an edible item on Yom Tov, because while it was part of the mother was intended to be an egg-laying bird, and it was not intended to be eaten. So this was first introduced as a food after it was born on Yom Tov. The approach that is the one that we focus on, because it is brought in Shulchan Aruch, is the approach of Rabbah. If you'll take a look at Amud Beis, just below midway, at the beginning of a line, Amar Rabbah. Am I good at giving directions? I'm getting better. Amar Rabbah. Rabbah says, La'olam b'tarnagolas ha'omedes la'achila. We're dealing that the mother was intended to be eaten. So really, there should be no problem with this egg. So what's the problem? Why do Beis Hillel say it's a problem? Uviyomtev shechol yos achar ha'shabas askinon. Because we're dealing with a yomtev, the day of yomtev, was referring to a Yom Tov that came after Shabbos. It's a Yom Tov starting on Sunday. Umishum hachana. And the problem is the preparation for this to be available on Yom Tov, the preparation occurred on Shabbos. Because Sava Rabba, and Rabba introduces a principle to us, kol beitza de misyalda ha'idna, if the egg is born today, may esmal gamrala, it was completed yesterday. That means it was completed on Shabbos. And that's a problem. What's the problem exactly? I mean, it's not like we did anything on Shabbos. It's not like we cooked something for Yom Tov while it was Shabbos. We didn't do it. So Rashi goes to great lengths to tell us that this is not an issue of you doing it or you're not doing it. Rashi says, "Afagav debidei shamayim hu." It happened by heaven. It didn't happen by us. It was a normal continuation of a process in creation that the egg continued to be formed until it was ready to be laid. Aser, nevertheless, Rabbi is teaching us it's forbidden. Debo inon kol suda Shabbos usudas Yom Tov mizumanos. Shabbos food, Yom Tov food, has to be ready and prepared from a day which was weekday. And over here, you're lacking in that preparation. Not that you did anything wrong, and not that anyone did anything wrong, but it wasn't prepared. There's a positive experience of being prepared the day before Shabbos, day before Yom Tov, and it didn't happen.
Food for Yom Tov?
Food for that day.
I can cook on Yom Tov.
Hang on 1 second. For Rabba L'taimei, it's based on a pasuk, and then we got to try to dissect it like you're observing. The Omar Rabba Maidich Siv, what does it mean? Vaya Bayom HaShishi. Pasuk in Parshas Beshalach regarding the mon. It will be on the sixth day. Ve'echinu es asher yaviyu, and they will prepare on that sixth day. And the next part of the pasuk is Vahaya Mishnah, and they're going to have Lechem Mishnah. They're going to be collecting double portion on Friday. But what do you see from this pasuk? On the sixth day, it shall be prepared. And a sixth day, typically, we would be talking that the sixth day is a weekday. Chol Mechin LeShabbos, V'chol Mechin LeYomtiv. You could have the weekday preparing for Shabbos, you could have the weekday preparing for Yomtiv. Ve'in Yomtiv Mechin LeShabbos, Ve'in Shabbos Mechin LeYomtiv, but you can't have Yomtiv preparing for Shabbos and Shabbos preparing for Yomtiv. Okay. Omar Le Abaye. Abaye objected and said, Elamayata, okay, Yom Tov be'alma tishtori, but a regular Yom Tov that has nothing to do with Shabbos. You gave me a scenario where it's Yom Tov following Shabbos. What about every other Yom Tov? Not every Yom Tov follows Shabbos. And the Gemara answers, Gezeru mishem Yom Tov achara Shabbos. The reason an egg laid on Yom Tov is a problem is a gzeira because of this one case that we described. Shabbos da'alma tishtari. So Shabbos also, it should be permitted. It's an egg being laid on Shabbos. Maybe it should be permitted. Gezeru mishem Shabbos achar Yom Tov. Rabbah holds everything is based on a concept of hachana. Now, there's a lot to discuss here. It's a sophisticated issue. What exactly went wrong here that we're forbidding it? Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach's wording is that because it wasn't prepared on the day before Yom Tov, therefore, when you take it on Yom Tov, you're doing hachana. You're creating it as an edible product when you take it on Yom Tov because it was never prepared beforehand. And that really it's a hachana on Yom Tov that's the problem. It's just that it's resulting from the fact that it couldn't be prepared the day before. So it's on the Yom Tov that you're preparing it. And that's where the problem lies. But whatever it is, there's this concept that something has to be prepared from before Yom Tov. The million-dollar question over here can be found in Tosfos. Tosfos wants to know, so what is it that we're doing by Erev Tavshilin that we somehow allow you to prepare from Yom Tov to Shabbos? You're telling me Shabbos can't prepare for Yom Tov and Yom Tov can't prepare for Shabbos. And then you turn around and tell me, hocus pocus, through an Erev Tavshilin, that you start preparing before Yom Tov, suddenly you're allowed to prepare on the Yom Tov that falls on on Friday in order to have food for Shabbos. If there's a biblical prohibition not to prepare from Yom Tov to Shabbos, just like there's a prohibition from Shabbos to Yom Tov, so then how does Erev Tavshilin work? What is Erev Tavshilin doing if it's a biblical prohibition? If it's rabbinic, I'm fine, I'm all with you. Rabbis can say, normally we didn't allow you, but we realize that Shabbos is getting heavy without a day prepare for it. So we're allowing you, if you prepared on Wednesday or Thursday, whatever Erev Yom Tov was. You prepared Erev Yom Tov, we allow you to continue preparing. If the whole problem was a rabbinical thing. But if you're telling me it's based on a pasuk, ve'echinu es asher yaviyu, so then how can the rabbis come up with Erev Tavshilin? Taisvis, if you want to look it up, it's in this Taisvis V'chaya towards the bottom of the page. Taisvis gives a very beautiful answer. Taisvis says that there's preparation and there's preparation. It's two different things. When we say the item is not prepared, we're referring to a beitza, an egg, that was not laid. It is so unprepared, it's not in the world, it's not available. That level of not prepared is biblical. Ve'echinu es asher yaviyu, it wasn't here. When we talk not prepared, and not to prepare for Shabbos and Yom Tov, normally, that's rabbinic, that's referring to an item that is in the world but hasn't been cooked yet.
That's rabbinic.
That's rabbinic. And that the rabbis relaxed in the case of Yom Tov right before Shabbos. We'll stop there.
Good.
Yashar Koach. Have a great evening.
Thank you.